Welcome to Striving for Revival with Justin Cooper. This broadcast will challenge and encourage God's people to seek revival. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Striving for Revival.
Welcome to the Striving for Revival radio broadcast. This is Brother Cooper. I'm coming today from somewhere along the revival trail, and my, what a privilege it is to have you join us for the broadcast today, and what an honor is mine to take the King James Bible and to share with you some eternal truth from the very Word of God. I hope you're having a great day today. I hope that you're busy in serving the Lord, and hope that you realize how blessed you and I are, and God has done more for us than we could ever say thank you for, and we ought to spend all of our days giving God the glory for God's goodness in our life. Everything that has breath is commanded to praise the Lord, and as long as there's breath in this body, we ought to have an amen for God, a hallelujah for God, a glory to God on our lips, because God has been so rich and real and so good in our lives. I'm in a hotel today recording in the state of New Hampshire, the Live Free or Die State. And that's interesting, crammed here in the middle of New England, this state, a little bit conservative, to be honest with you. And I've enjoyed being here and preaching the last few days, and we'll be here for another day or two and then fly out and head on to the next stop. And God has been good. I got to see some folks here that I know from other parts of the country. In fact, I had one person come, and they said, hey, I listened to Striving for Revival, and I'd never met this person before, but they came to meet me in person, and they listened to the podcast, and I say, amen for that. That's a blessing. I was in Texas the other day as well, and the same thing happened there, and what a privilege it is, and I just thank God for continuing to allow us to share the Word of God and to share time with you around the Word of God, and I'm praying God will meet the need. I've been in some great services lately with young people, and also just a general church services the last couple of weeks. God has just been moving in a very remarkable way, and we give God the glory and the praise for all of that. And I know this, I know God doesn't need any of us, but what a blessing it is that God will use any of us. He'll use us if we'll allow Him to, if we'll be available. I mentioned this to somebody the other day. Romans 12:1 is the requirement that we'd present our bodies as a living sacrifice unto God and allow God to have control and to have His way. And you watch how God will work if you'll just give your life to God. And I'm not even to the text yet that we'll be in today, but I wonder what it is that you're hanging on to. What it is that you are more, zealous over, what it is that you're more devoted to than it is the will of God. What is it that you're missing out on in God's will because you won't take the step of faith? And I didn't plan to say that, but maybe there's somebody listening today that you've been going back and forth in your mind. You've been battling with it. Your soul has been just struggling in this thing where you know God is leading you. God is calling you. God has a purpose for you, and yet you've yet to launch out. And I want to challenge you. Present yourself as a sacrifice to God, your life, a living sacrifice, your hands, your eyes, your ears, your body, everything about you, your energy. Give it to God and let God use you and watch what God will do. I promise you, you will not regret, nor has anyone ever regretted, going with God. Here we go to Genesis chapter 49, and you'll remember that Jacob is giving his final words to his children. He's addressing all of his sons, and he's saying things to them. And I mentioned the dying words of a man are very important. We should take note of those. And we have been Genesis 49, and we got through Judah last study. So we'll pick up our reading in verse number. Let's go back to verse number 8 and review Judah, and then we'll get into the next. In verse number 8 of Genesis 49, Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet. Now, here's some prophecy, and we talked about this concerning Christ and his future reign, and Christ who will be the lion of the tribe of Judah, Christ who will rule with a rod of iron, Christ who will sit upon the throne and rule and reign in the millennial kingdom, Christ who is the ultimate lawgiver. He is the Word of God, and the Bible promises that, and it says, until Shiloh come, and we're looking for that Messiah to come. This is a prophecy, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be, binding his foal into the under the vine, and his ass's colt under the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, his teeth white with milk. And so all of these things point us to the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's so much allusion here given to the Lord and all that the Lord will do, especially in the second advent when the Lord returns and establishes his kingdom in Jerusalem, and all the world will come to bow their knee and confess with their mouth that Christ is Lord to the glory of God. All right, verse number 13. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for an haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon. Issachar is a strong ass couching down between two burdens. And he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto tribute. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent, by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. Verse 19, Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Out of Asher his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a hind let loose, he giveth goodly words. Joseph is a fruitful bow, even a fruitful bow or bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him, and shot at him, and hated him, but his bow, I like it, abode in strength. In the arms of his bow, or their bow in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. You talk about some language here. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that was separated, or separate from his brethren. So here's some promises again. Here's promises made to Joseph, because of all that Joseph had been through, and yet Joseph had been faithful. Joseph had been slandered and scorned, and the word here is he's been shot at by his brethren. They've devised evil things against him, and yet Jacob, Joseph, trusted God. The Bible says that Jacob promises Joseph to be blessed. He prophesies that it's going to happen, and I love the statement. He says, "Going to be blessed by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb." He's saying all-encompassing blessings in every direction, blessings from above, blessings from below, blessings from beyond. He said, you look around and you're going to be blessed. He said, I'm going to bless your life, I'm going to bless your work, I'm going to bless your labor, I'm going to bless your family. Joseph is going to be blessed. Verse number 27, Jacob addresses Benjamin. Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is that their father spake unto them, and blessed them, every one according to his blessing, he blessed them. And he charged them, and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people, and bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephraim the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephraim the Hittite for a possession of a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife, and there I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and of the cave that is therein was from the children of Heth. And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost and was gathered unto his people. That is the closing moments of the life of the patriarch Jacob. And there in the final verses that we read together, Jacob gives instruction on where he wants to be buried. And one thing we can take from this is Jacob was not looking to divorce himself from his heritage. He wasn't trying to hide from his parentage nor his past. He wanted to be buried in the field. There they buried Abraham and Sarah, the Bible says. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah. And he said, that's where I buried Leah. And he said, I want to go back to where my forefathers were. And Jacob is going to be buried that way. And thank God, that's a good way to die, isn't it? If you just die the way that you came, you die the way that you were trained, you die the way that you've been taught, you die in the path of your heritage. And I want to challenge you today, as you go about your day, that you'll live a life with this in mind. One of these days it'll end. And let us leave a good testimony. Until next time, pray with me for revival.
Thank you for joining us today for Striving for Revival with Justin Cooper. Listen at this time every weekday as we strive for revival.